turn to Jeremiah. The keys with your sister. Jeremiah 32 from just Jeremiah 32 verse 27. Jeremiah 32, 27. And the topic this morning is God of all flesh. God of all flesh. And Jeremiah 32, verse 27 says, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me to do? Is there anything too hard for me to do?" The topic this morning is God of all flesh. And as we prepare for New Year 2020, I've waited on the Lord and I'm still waiting on the Lord. And God has been speaking to me in different ways and in diverse ways. And as you know, one of the things that I always do is I give us a watchword for each year. And if anybody, can anybody remember what last year's watchword was? Divine experience. It was divine experience when we started the year. And you will recall that in 2019, we were talking about, as a fellowship, how we are expecting to have divine experience. And of a truth, we did. So many testimony here will show that God himself is the one that has intervened in many of our situation. One of the greatest experience for me, and I keep saying it, I know I keep repeating it, is how a small church like this could raise, how much did you raise, Kate? 19,000. How a small church like this could raise 19,000 in a year. When even when we talk about our offering, thank you, Kenny. When we talk about our offering, I don't think we make up to 1,000 in a month. So God has been faithful in a year. And that's one experience. One other experience is different situations that we've gone through, different scares that we've had. We've had testimony of our brother Andrew, how God has sustained him. This, on the 1st of January, the first thing that I saw on that WhatsApp message was, "I'm in remission." And I'm like, wow, this is good news. That is God. No other, it was God, because it was a big battle. And that was God's intervention. And how did we work towards that? As a fellowship, we were drawing the hand of God through prayers. We all collectively came together and prayed. And our brother Terry had his own experience as well. And one of the major texts in 2019 that we kept repeating all through the year was in Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path." And as a church, we had that experience with God, and we trusted him to lead us. And God was true to his word. God was very true to his word that we were never put to shame. His presence was always here. His glory was always here. In times of sickness and difficulty, we call upon him and he answers us. And another testimony is our sister. You're in your house now, are you? You've moved in now. Have you moved in? Not yet. But our sister has already got a house for herself, because for a period she was going to be homeless. But God used his power. I mean, one of the greatest things is that I normally fight with counsel to get people out, but I don't even need to fight in our case. When she brought the letter to me, the council had already accepted that they're going to house her. And I was like, there was nothing for me to do here. No, but at least it's... Okay, but at least there's a house. Exactly. So that is a good thing about it. And that's the joy of all that we say. And when we look at all these things, we just say God is good in all his ways. Different sicknesses and different healings. And in my opinion, and seeing what God has done, seeing what God has done in like 2019, I felt strongly that we are serving a living God. We are serving a living God. And in preparation for 2020, God wants to continue with us. And in the watchword he gave us this year is that is the God of the universe. The God of the universe. I've not printed out the rotor for this year's sermon, but for this year's messages, but I think I'm just at the work, I'm working on it at the moment, and I believe that God himself will complete it for us this week, and I'll be able to send it out to everyone concerned. And the Bible passage that we've chosen for that watchword is Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, from verse 16 to 17. If you can quickly read that. Colossians chapter 1, from verse 16 to 17. And this is what it says. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and in the earth, visible and invisible, where there be thrones or dominion or principalities or power. All things are created by him and for him. And he before all things, and by him all things consist. God is the God of the universe. He created all things. And this year, what God is saying to us is that he wants to show us how powerful he is in our journey. In our journey in 2020, God wants to show us how powerful he is. And as the Lord was speaking to me, I believe he was speaking to Bro Rob as well. Because in the first year of the year, I got a message from him confirming the message I was receiving from God. And I'm going to read the WhatsApp message. That's why I've got my phone here. I'm going to read the WhatsApp message for all of us to just share. We were together at the crossover period. Service at another church, and as we finished that in the morning, this is the message I got from Barob. Greeting, Bro David, in the Lord Jesus Christ. I came across this today, written by a Moravian church leader in the 18th century called Nicholas L. Zinzendorf, and felt led to share with you. Deuteronomy 11:11-12. And this is the reading from that scripture. It says, "But the land whither you go to possess is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heavens, a land which the Lord thy God careth for. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it from the beginning of the year even unto the end of the year." Note that. Today, friends, dear friends, we stand upon the verge of the unknown. We stand upon the verge of the unknown. There lies before us the new year, and we are going forth to possess it. Who can tell what we shall find? Who can tell what we shall find in the new year? What new experience? What changes shall come? What new needs shall arise? But here is a sharing and comforting, gladdening message from our Heavenly Father. The Lord thy God careth for it. His eyes are upon it, away from the ending of the year. All our supply is to come from the Lord. Here are springs that shall never dry. Here are fountains and streams that shall never be cut off. Here, anxious one is graciously pledged of the Heavenly Father. If he be the source of mercy, they can never fail us. No heat, no drought can pass that river. The stream whereof make glad the city of God. The land is a land of hills and valley. It is not smooth or all downhill. If life were all one dead level of dull sameness, it will oppress us. We want the hills and the valleys. The hills collect the rain for 100 fruitful valley. So it is with us. It is the hill difficulty that drive us to the throne of grace and bring down the shower of blessings. the hills, the bleak hills of life that we wonder at and perhaps crumble at. Bring down the showers. How many have perished in the wilderness, buried under the golden sand? Who would have lived and thriven in the hill country? How many would have been killed by the frost, bleated by with winds, swept desolate of trees and fruit for the hills? 10, hard, rugged, so steep to climb. God's hills are gracious protection for his people against their foes. We cannot tell what loss and sorrows and trials are doing. Trust only. The Father come near to take our hands and lead us on the way today. It shall be good and a blessed new year. And that is the message that I got from him this on the 1st of January, which is confirming what God is saying, that he is the God of the universe. And he went on to also share further, and there was a song we sang, and he said, I scaled the utmost height and carried a glimpse of glory bright, but still I pray till heaven I found. Lord, lead me onto higher ground. And he was sharing with me, and he went further to say, let not be afraid to climb the mountain. Lord gives us a clearer vision of the glory that awaits us, that we might have courage to leave the valley for the mountain climb in 2020. Those are the message that came to him and which he shared with me. And it just confirmed what God was speaking to me about. And it just confirmed that in the mouth of two or three shall the word of God be established. It is with this confidence that I then invite you and encourage you to come along with me into 2020 and also to individually explore 2020, knowing that you have a God that is a God that owns the universe. Is a God that owns everything. Is a God that owns a mountain, that owns a valley. Is a God that created everything. The Bible says that when he created all these things, he looked at them and said they were good. And when he has finished creating them, he put man in charge of them. He gave us dominion over all the things that he's created. And if that is a position, and if we believe that that is a God that we serve, is assuring that as for us to then know that in the journey of 2020, he knows every step that we will go through. He is God of all flesh, and nothing is impossible for him to do. He called things that were not as if they were. Remember, that is who he is. He brought out water from the rock. He parted the Red Sea. He created, the Bible says, he flung the stars with that, and he knows all of them by name. That is the God that you serve. That is the God that you have. That is the God that you have decided to follow. And if you've decided to follow that God, then something needs to give on your part. What needs to give? You need to start trusting that God. Because the hills and the valleys are part of his creation. So he will not leave you nor forsake you. So when you go through the valley of the shadow of death, he is there with you. When you're climbing on the hills, he is there with you. When troubles are coming your way, he is there for you. But you will need to allow him to be there for you. You will need to allow him to be there for you. This morning, I've read Jeremiah 32 from verse 27. But that Jeremiah that we've read, I think the best way to understand it is to read it from verse 6 to 44. Jeremiah was a prophet of God. And he trusted God in everything. God revealed himself to him in many ways. And in that chapter, we saw a man, his cousin or his nephew, selling him a land in a situation that is very dodgy. I would say dodgy because, that is the way the world is. That land that has been sold to him, there's so many problems in that land. One of the major problems is that at that point in time, that land has already been taken over by the Babylonians. So there was nothing. It was like selling him an empty, taking money from him and selling him an empty land. Because the country of Israel had already been taken over by the Babylonians. So what is the point of then taking money from a man when a land has already been overtaken by the lords who are taking over your land? And Jeremiah at that point as well was in prison. So the man came to meet Jeremiah in prison and said, "I've got a land to sell. Are you buying?" But you know what is interesting about it? Because Jeremiah knew the God that he served, he had already been told by God that this will happen. God told him that someone was going to come to him to sell him a land that is dodgy. And it's interesting that although the seller did not mean well for him, but Jeremiah did not look at what the seller is doing, Jeremiah listened to what God has told him. How does that relate to us this morning? How does that relate to us in our journey in 2020? Maybe people are telling you different things about the world, about your health, about your person. Maybe people are already telling you, hang on there, you won't get far with this. Maybe people are already looking at you and saying, all the odds are against you. I want to assure you of one thing. If God says yes, no man can say no. If God says, "I will do a new thing," no one can stop him. Because he is the God of the universe. The way this thing worked, I copied some of the things on the internet, and one of the things that interested me was what Spurgeon said. Spurgeon said, Jeremiah was commanded by God to do this because he was really preaching what he did. The preacher must believe in what he preached, and he will be called to do something which will be to people the best possible proof that he really does believe. Jeremiah was called by God. He was prophesied. He was one of the people that told them, this country will be overrun by the Chaldeans. He told them that. This country that we're looking at will be overrun by the Chaldeans. And as a result of that, they threw him in prison. So, and God then told him, if they come to you, they won't sell a land to you, make sure you buy that land. And buying that land is basically fulfilling the prophetic message that Jeremiah has also given, that although this land will be taken over by the Chaldeans, but the glory of this land will also be restored. So if you had refused to buy that land, then you had not believed in the prophetic word that God has given him. But he bought the land, believing that God has told him that everything will be all right. So he went ahead and bought the land because he knew the plan of God. He knew what God had in store. He knew the God that he served. And this year, I want you to understand one thing. The secret of your success is knowing your God. Because the Bible says, those that know their God shall do exploits. Those that know their God shall do exploits. So what God is saying to you is that 2020 is a year where you will do exploits, but you need to know your God. Because he's gone ahead of you to prepare your way. As we read in Deuteronomy 11, he's gone ahead of you to prepare your way. He's gone ahead of you to make sure that the valleys and the hills are already taken care of. He's the one that will bless your journey. He's the one that will lead you to the path of righteousness. But your job is to keep focus on him, to trust him. If you know, if you tell people, like Les was saying yesterday, people will believe you when they know that you're speaking genuine word. You're speaking the truth. If you believe that God is the God of the universe, if you believe that he created everything by his word, then there's no need for you to doubt when challenges come your way. He said, in this world you'll see trouble, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. If you believe all those words, if you believe everything that is written in his word, then there's no need to be afraid of 2020. Because in your journey, you will only show God as God of the universe if you're able to rise against anything that the devil throws at you. And God's plan for you is good. God has a good plan for you to bring you to an expected end. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. So, all around you, it might look bleak, it might look dark, it might look difficult, but remember this thing. Psalm 119 verse 105 says, it is a light unto your path and the lamp unto your feet. So, Jeremiah, as an example for us this morning, what did he do? He bought something that was not marketable. In the modern world, that's where we'll put it. He went into stock markets and bought stocks that had no value. But do you know that it is only a wise man that would do that? Because when the stock then gains value, you then have an increase. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. When you go through those things, when you go through those troubled times, when the world look at you and say, are you mad? Why are you doing this? Why are you still holding on to that God? Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. The world will see God in you if you are able to stand the test of time. 2020 is a great year. It's a year that God wants to work. It's a year that God wants to bless. But we only bless anyone that any mind that is stayed on him. We only bless those that trust in him. Because the problem is that if you start the journey and you look back, then you will lose focus. But if you start the journey and hold on to him, as Isaiah 1:19 said, if you're willing and obedient, you will eat the fruit of the land. If you're willing and obedient, you will eat the fruit of the land. The prosperity of 2020 is yours if you are obedient to God. God wants to open doors of blessings and breakthrough for all those that will trust in his word and obey his commandment. And that is why he's assuring you that, look, I am the God of the universe. I am the God that created all things. I am your God. If you believe I am your God, then trust me in this journey. God is calling you to trust him in this journey. I am the God of all flesh. Nothing is impossible for me to do. You might look at it and say, oh, this sickness is too tough. This situation is too difficult. This step I'm taking might not achieve anything. But one thing God is saying to you is this. If you allow him to lead you in the year, then all things will work together for good to them that love the Lord. God is inviting you into a journey. God wants to walk with you. God wants to bless your water and your bread. God wants to bless everything that you do this year. But he wants you to trust him with all your heart. He wants you to believe in what you preach. He doesn't want you to do a Sunday Christian and a Monday to Saturday person. He wants you to be in constant working relationship with him all through the year. Amen. He wants you to constantly look to him. How do you do that? One of the things that has gladdened my heart about this church is the fact that we have a prayer life. It might not be enough, but we have a prayer life. And as a praying church, we pray God into perfection in our life. And this year, We cannot do any other thing than that. We need to seek his face. He said, if you seek me, you will find me. We need to trust him in every way. We need to acknowledge him in everything. We need to give him preeminence in every step. We need him to lead us. Not us leading him, but him leading us. It's a different thing for us to lead and say, we have planned, God come into our plan. No, let God plan for us. Let him go, as a message that Barak just sent to me, let him go ahead of us. That's what he did with the children of Israel. He gave them a land that they were going to, that they've never seen before. Those that did not trust God enough said, this land is full of giants. But those that trusted God said, hang on, we are able to possess this land. And this land, they possessed. The land that was flowing with milk and honey, they possessed. The land that was blessed by God, they possessed. Because they trusted the Lord their God. This year, if you want to see God's goodness, you need to trust in the Lord your God. He is your God. If you believe that he is your God, then he is your God. Because that is the main thing. That is the reason why you have devoted your time. You wouldn't have wasted your time coming to sit in churches if you don't believe in this God. There are different theories of creation. But you have believed that God created heaven and earth. He created everything. And he's a God of the universe. So if he's the God that created everything, then why should I, his son, his daughter, then be lacking? There's no lack for them that believes in him. That is his promise. That is his word to you. That is his word to me. And he wants us to hold on to that word. And you can challenge him. Say, God, you created the universe. You created all these things. Why am I going through this trouble? Why should I be going through this difficult time? God wants to show himself great in your life in 2020. But he wants you to walk with him. In conclusion, I will just quickly take us back to Abraham and his obedience to God. Abraham is a very interesting character in the sense that the Bible says in Genesis 12 verse 1 to 2, God called Abraham and said, leave your people, leave everything that you have, leave the certainty that you have, just leave all those certainty of family life, of everything that you already have, leave them. Go into a land that I have asked you to go into. Just go into a land where I called you out to take. But God did not tell him specifically what the land is. Abraham became a nomadic, a son of a rich man, because he was rich. He was rich in everything. He became a nomadic. Abraham started walking around looking for the land. The Bible says in Hebrew 11 verse 10, he said, Abraham was looking for a city which founder and builder was God. Abraham was looking for where God has built. He's looking for that land that is built by God. He got to a place. He said, maybe this is it and in Egypt and I can settle here. I said, no, you can't settle here. Sometimes God knocked him and punished him and said, oh, you've taken the wrong step. Go back. And then for a very long period, he got to a point where he even had to start trading his wife. And God said, you can't do that. You can't trade your wife. No. But in everything that happened, one thing was constant. God protected him. And that is one thing about you and God as well. If you trust him, if you obey him, he will protect you. God, there was a point where one of the kings, is it Ahimelech or Abimelech, said, you wanted to cause problem for us. You told us your wife was your sister. We will have, if we are touched, what will have happened? But what did God do? God made it difficult for them to be able to touch his wife. Every well that Abraham dug that they fought him to get, what did God do? God did not allow them to take it from him. In every step that Abraham took, God was involved. It took 100 years for Abraham to have a child, but God was in every journey with him. That is what God wants to do with you, if you can trust and obey him. What Abraham did that was counted as righteousness for him was just obeying God. Nothing else. All he did was leave, and he left. So it might be that you have this certainty in your hand, and you're looking at what God is promising you as uncertainty. If God says it, he will do it. If God says it, he will do it. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 to 10, it says, no eyes have seen, no ears have heard what God has in store for his people. But God has revealed it to us by his spirit. God has revealed it to us by his spirit. One of the things that interests me this morning was that, and how I knew that God was speaking to me this morning was, I was doing my Bible reading, and Amos chapter 3 was what I read. And God was saying, everything was revealed to his prophets. Everything was revealed. Everything that God wants to do was revealed to his prophets. So basically, and you and I are prophets of God. Because that is what Christ has made us to become. We become prince, kings, and royals, and prophet. Combination of the two is what we are in God. So God has called us into that position. But we should not allow the devil to cow us out of our position. The devil is moving around, growing, looking for who to devour. But God has called you into his perfect protection. And if you know that you're in God's perfect protection, the devil cannot take you from there. If only you believe that you're in God's perfect protection. One of the watchwords that we need to have, one of the things that we need is the Holy Spirit of God. In prayer and with the Holy Spirit, hearing the voice of God is very, very important, to listen to the voice of God. Every time that you step out, let God speak to you. If you have a spirit in you, he will speak into your heart. He will speak into your mind. Let God speak to you. And let this word be your word. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Because I serve the God that created the universe. The God that owns the universe. The God that owns the hills and the valley. The God that owns everything. The God that has control of everything. I've taken your time this morning, but I think it's important that you understand that you're going into 2020, into this year. This is your first Sunday, but you want to go into it believing and trusting God. Amen. Believing that God can do all things. Believing that there's nothing that he cannot do. Let's rise on our feet this morning. Let's just rise on our feet this morning. Jeremiah 32 from verse 6 to 40.